Wonderful. So in this session, you're going to learn how to be a superhero mentor. Isn't that wonderful? So superhero mentors are very high leverage, powerful beings. You are ready to be a superhero mentor when you have gone through the entire program, all the 9 stages, and you've experienced shifts in your life, upgrades in your life. So once you have experienced a shift, a change, then it is your opportunity, your duty even, to help others. And that's how we change the world. As we change ourselves, we naturally come to a place within ourselves where we want to share with others. We want to give back to others. So the reason we did superhero training in the first place is we felt so deeply, deeply blessed about the wonderful shifts we've experienced, getting out of addictions, getting out of poverty, getting out of stressful relationships, you know, actually fulfilling our dreams again and again and again. And we realized, well, this isn't just for us. This has to be shared with others. That's why superhero training even exists. So once you make a shift in your life, and it doesn't have to be, you know, some extreme thing, but as long as you felt you've made a shift that is meaningful to you and something that inspires you, then you can share your experience with other people. And what that does is it helps you personally to recognize the shift that you've made. Because as we help others, we realize how much we know, we realize how much we've changed, and we're inspired to keep moving forward. So mentoring others does us a lot of good. It helps us feel that we're giving back. It helps us feel like we're making a contribution. It also helps us stay on the program, because many people, they start things and they make a shift and then the ego gets a little bit arrogant and then they fall apart. So mentoring others, being of service to others, not only helps them, obviously, but it also helps us to keep moving forward. And of course, it also helps the person who you are mentoring. So superhero mentors is basically an opportunity that you have to help one of the newcomers in superhero training. Those who have just joined, who are new, who don't know what's going to happen to them, who don't know what they're going through, they could all do with a bit of help. Mentoring really makes a huge difference because people don't feel they're on their own. They can ask for wisdom, for guidance, for support, and you can be there to help them on their journey. And so this is a very natural thing. This mentoring has been going on for thousands of years in different cultures in slightly different ways, but it's a natural thing where the elders support the youngers, the young ones, the new ones. And you don't have to be physically older. You might be, you know, fairly young and you're helping someone who's physically older than you, but in superhero training, they're newer than you. So it's not about age, it's about experience on the path. And this, like I said, has been a natural process that's happened throughout history in many different cultures. You could say in biblical days, Jesus was mentoring the 12 disciples, and they were, of course, being mentors to others. Yeah, throughout family lineages, you'll have the grandparents mentoring the grandchildren, and it goes down, and there's so many different ways, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but you can look around and you'll find mentoring as a natural part of life in many, many cultures throughout many different time periods. It's become a little bit lacking in our culture. Mentoring, apprenticeships, they used to be very popular, and it's become a little bit less popular over time. So we want to bring back that tradition and help you help others, and that strengthens the whole of superhero training. It strengthens you, it strengthens them, and everybody is served. So let's go through this in a little bit of detail. There's also a document that you can read about this to go into a bit more detail, but I'm just going to explain how the mentoring works. And if you're ready for it, then you can become a superhero mentor. So why be a mentor? Well, we talked about some of the reasons. You personally benefit the most because as you share your experience, you feel how far you've come. You're inspired to go to the next level and you feel a sense of contribution and feel good about yourself, because the more we give to others, the more we feel like our life has meaning and the more we realize the value we have, yeah, which makes us feel happy. So mentoring helps the mentor the most, actually. And of course, it also helps the person you're helping, mentoring, because they get to gain your experience, your insights, and speed up their journey and avoid some of the problems that come up along the way. So it's very, very, very useful for them. So who is it for? Well, this is for people who have completed superhero training, gone through the 9 stages, and experienced shifts in your own life. It's for people who are also doing the practices now, because superhero training isn't something you do once and then leave it alone. It's an ongoing daily practice. So mentors are people who are doing the practice now. You know, this is not just talking about a past experience. It's talking about you are living the practice yourself. So what does a mentor do? What is this mentoring all about? Well, the most important thing is that you help the person, the newcomer, to practice what they learn. So in other words, your main goal is to help them study and apply so that they get shifts, they get transformation, they get changes in their life. So the most important thing is that shifts and change occurs. That's really what the point of it is. Mentors share their experience, share their stories, share their wisdom, so that someone could come to you and say, I'm going through the letting go part of the program, I'm trying to let go, I'm having some problems, I don't know I understand it properly, what's been your experience, and you can share how you have released negative emotions, how you liberated yourself from stuff in your life and changed your relationships. You can share some of your own experiences, and you can point them back to the training and, you know, encourage them to study even more, practice even more, just have patience. So really, it's just a way of you helping them through your experience, and also by encouraging them, supporting them, inspiring them to really keep doing what they need to do. It's a really beautiful thing. I mean, I've been doing mentoring my whole life with thousands of people in various different ways, and it's been a beautiful experience, because I love to see people change, you know, and see them come through the other end. And oftentimes it's just these throwaway comments that I might not even think about much that people really remember, or it's stories that I tell. So mentoring is a powerful, powerful, powerful experience. So what is mentoring not about? Let's be very clear about this. If you're going to be a mentor, then it's important that you don't impose your personal views on the newcomer. So every one of us has personal opinions about things, which is great. We're all entitled to our opinion. But mentoring is about helping them study the program and go deeper. It's not about you telling them what you personally think about this and that and politics and food and whatever. You're not here to impose your views on them. You're here to help them discover how to go to the next level in their own life and practice what they learn. So it's really important that you don't see this as like a coaching, consulting situation, because that's not what it's about. It's about helping them go to the next level, sharing stories where needed, but not imposing yourself on them. Mentors never give advice about anything unless asked. So you're not here to say, what about this, and what about this, and what are you doing here, and what are you doing there? That's different, yeah? Mentoring is you are there to help them with what they need. You're not here to impose your opinion and tell them they should be doing all these things. Mentors also don't have the arrogance that they know everything. So if they ask you questions and you're not really sure how to answer it, just say, I don't know. I just don't know. Or they might say, what does it mean in this session about this thing? You know, don't say, well, I think it means this and that. If you don't know what it means, then just say, I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, people might ask me about superhero training, and I design nearly all the program. And they might say, "What? Can you remind me of what you meant on session 5, blah, blah, blah?" And I'll say, "I don't know. I have to listen to it because there's so many sessions. I might not myself immediately remember a particular part of one session because there's so much content." So if anyone asks you things and you don't know, then just say, "I don't know." You no need to make it up, no need to feel as if you should know the answers to all things in life. It's perfectly fine. Mentors also are not here to get the newcomer off track. It's about helping them study what they have. It's not about telling them to read 12 other books and join another course and do all these other things. It's about helping them go through this experience really, really, really well. And mentors don't create, you know, various subgroups and subcultures and other things. So you're not here to take people away from what they're doing and have them do other things. That becomes a big problem. So in other words, mentoring is very specifically here to help a newcomer go through the program and experience the most powerful experience they can as easily as possible. And it's not about your personal opinion or getting them involved in other things. And if you are planning on doing that, then it's best you don't be a mentor because it's only going to cause problems. So how does mentoring work? Well, it's very, very simple. If you are ready, and you'll find out by the end of this audio if you really are ready. If you are ready, then we will put you together with one of the new members and you will have an opportunity to support them one-on-one, sharing your wisdom and support on a fairly regular basis and help them apply and practice the superhero training, help them go through the 9 stages. And you can meet weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, daily, or just as needed. So however much you meet them really depends on you and them, because there's no one way of doing it. Some mentors meet the newcomers when they ask. So someone might reach out to you and say, "I'm having a problem with this session or this thing. I wonder if you could can give me some advice." And, you know, you make a time and you talk to them about it. And it might be once a month. It might be once every 2 months. It might be every 10 days. It might be, you know, 3 times a month at random times. So it can be as they request, as they need help. Or you could say, "Let's just set up a time and chat every week or every 2 weeks at a certain time and just have a check-in." So that can also be helpful. So you can work out how often you meet with them based on your schedule and what you're willing to do and what they need. Remember, this is not a paid position. This is not a money-making thing. This is a service, blessings. This is your opportunity to give back, to help others. So really it's a matter of how much time do you have, how much time do they need, and what's going to be helping them the most. It's important to remember that all these sessions are all about them and their progress. So this isn't about you and your progress. If you need a mentor yourself, then that's great. You can get a mentor. But remember that mentoring isn't a two-way thing. They're not going to mentor you as well. This is just you supporting them. It's all about them. All the emphasis is on them and their progress. And you're like the wise elder helping them along the path. So you can answer questions, you can share your experiences. And again, if you don't know something, then just tell them, "I don't know." So, you know, be really honest about things that you can do and things that you can't do. And your aim really is just to help them move forward and keep going and keep going and keep going. Because as long as people keep taking the next step, wonders will occur. So what to do if the newcomer isn't responsive? So let's say you're mentoring someone and they stop, you know, showing up, or they miss appointments with you, or they, you know, that they're slacking their correspondence. What are you going to do about it? Well, we tend to go for a 3 strikes and you're out sort of approach. It doesn't have to be exactly 3 strikes, but we always give people the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes people have a bad day. Sometimes, you know, someone might die in their family or they just got in a car accident. I mean, crazy things happen. So it's best not to jump to conclusions and think that they're just lazy and don't care. Oftentimes there's crisis going on, right? And so until we know what's happening, it's best just to say, I don't know what's going on. So if someone is unresponsive, don't just immediately judge them and write them off. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Reach out again. Try and find out what's going on. Reach out again. Reach out again. If you don't hear anything back, it's hard to know what's going on because they may have changed their email address or they might have had something happen. So it's just keep reaching out to them as best you can. Normally people have email, text messages, Facebook. So there's various ways of contacting people. And just find out what's going on. If they're not up for it, if they're not really wanting mentoring and they're not ready to receive your help, or if you're not a good fit for them, because not everyone works well with everyone else, so if it's just not a good fit or anything isn't working out, then you can just let it go. You can just let it go. Just remember, mentoring is your opportunity to serve and to share. And so if it isn't working out for any reason, just let it go. It's not a big deal. You know, there's always more people to help, yeah? So if they're not responsive, give them the benefit of the doubt. Reach out as best you can. And if it genuinely is not working out, then just, you know, lovingly and compassionately say, all right, well, this is it's good to have connected and, you know, maybe another time. But for now, let's just put an end to it. Many blessings. It's easy. And then you move forward. So should a mentor be passive, proactive? How involved? Is there a best approach to mentoring? So people ask, what's the best approach? Well, like we were talking about before, there's no one approach to anything because some people like regular contact once a week. Some people like to be held accountable, really hardcore, and someone to kick their ass. Some people just want to reach out when they need help, when they're not interested in anything else. So you've really got to, you know, think about the situation, think about how you can help them best, think about what's going to get the best results, and work with them on making it work. It's a wonderful challenge. It's a wonderful challenge because helping people to make shifts in their life is something, you know, obviously we've been doing for a long time. And it really does require a lot of patience, a lot of compassion, a lot of mercy, a lot of love, a lot of respect, a lot of deep understanding about the fact that, you know, we've all been massively brainwashed and dealing with addictions and crazy belief systems. So it's really good for the mentor to be doing mentoring because it forces us and gives us a wonderful opportunity to polish our skills and go to a higher level of love and blessings because that's really what does the work. As a mentor, it's the love and the energy field that actually has the impact, strangely enough. It might not be obvious to you, but that's really what's going on. It's not really what I'm saying to you that has any effect on anything. It's actually who I have become as a result of everything I've done in my life that is having the power. And so whatever you have become as a result of everything you've done in your life and thought, that is what's affecting them. So if you've overcome addictions and you've gone beyond things, then the very fact that you've done that is what helps them more than what you say. So of course, you know, that doesn't mean that you just say any old thing. You can't say, you know, cheese and tomatoes, cheese and tomatoes, cheese and tomatoes all the time, and that's good enough. You know, you obviously you've got to talk to them normally. You know, you can't just say any old word. But it's who you have become, and it's a natural consequence of that that the shift occurs. So mentoring is a beautiful process, and I'm going to leave it to you to be intuitive and to think about how you can help them best. And again, I just want to remind you that, again, mentoring isn't about forcing your ideas on people. It's not about telling them they should be doing this, that, and the other. It's about listening. It's about being there to help them. It's not about forcing your ideas on them. So you've got to be really sensitive about it. And make sure that you're focused on the training. Yeah, it's very important you're aware of this. Because if someone's just getting people involved in all sorts of other things and forcing their ideas, we will have to end their mentoring. It's not cool at all with us. So this is a very sacred thing. It's a lot of trust involved. So it's all about the 9 steps, the superhero training, and about helping them get results and not about other things. And that's how we strengthen everyone, okay? So I just want to be very clear about that. What happens if someone gets too attached, okay? So there's just some interesting things that happen. Sometimes when you are working with someone, often they can, not often, but sometimes people can become a bit attached. They can, if you do it wrong, what can happen is people can stop thinking for themselves. That's why we don't recommend you go around telling them what to do. Because if you're telling them they should do this and they should do that, they're not thinking for themselves. And if they're not thinking for themselves and they need you to tell them to do this and that and the other, then you've disempowered them. You've put them in a weak position. So that's very important that you point them back to themselves, point them back to the training, point them back to going deep, to the practice, the practice, the practice, the practice, so that they become empowered. So mentoring is all about empowering others. It's not about creating dependencies or codependencies. Mentoring is not about you distracting yourself through the mentoring. I've seen plenty of people try and help others as a way of distracting themselves from their own problems. So that's not very good either. So, you know, it really requires a high level of maturity and honesty on your part to do a good job. So it's not easy to do, frankly, because it requires you really being on point, you doing everything you can in your own life to go to the next level and sharing from a very high place, not trapping them, not giving your opinion about this, that, and the other, and just supporting them on their journey. It also requires that you know what the training is and you study it properly, because you know, you can't really recommend something, you can't really talk about something you haven't done. So if someone says, oh yeah, I did this thing on the vision, tell me about your vision, and you're like, well, I didn't really do that part of the program, that's, you know, it's going to be a bit of a problem. So it's also going to help you to go through the program yourself and make sure that you actually are practicing the things and getting the experiences in your own life. So another question is, should mentors work with just anyone, or should there be some kind of discernment about who you work with? Well, one thing we found to be very true, and I'm sharing this from, you know, experience here, having been involved with these programs for a long time now. Some people have gone into mentoring or accountability and masterminds and whatever with people for the wrong reasons. For the wrong reasons, they've gone into it with the interest of dating, attraction, getting in relationships. So, and then what's happened is things have gone wrong, yeah? Because if you engage in a relationship that is a sacred relationship, a relationship of trust, a relationship of growth, and then that kind of gets all muddled up with hormones and lust and sexual energy and all these things, it can spin people out. I mean, I'm sure you can understand that, yeah? Once all that, you know, once everything gets hot, yeah? And the attraction kicks in, then everything spins, yeah? And then you can't actually do the thing you were originally trying to do. Now, I've had that kind of experience in my own life, right? And I'm sure you have as well. So, in other words, if you even have a slight sense you might be attracted to someone you're helping, then just cut it dead. Have the honesty and humility and discipline just to say, you know what, I can't do this because I'm doing it for the wrong reasons, you know? It takes a big person to admit that, yeah? I've had situations where I've been attracted to people and I've just had to put an end to it, you know, because that's not what it's about, you know? So as time goes on, you know, you get more kind of pro at this, and it's easy to deal with these things. But in the beginning, even if there's a slight energy, just end it. So in other words, don't work with people who you're attracted to. It's hard to really show up for them in the right way if that's the case. So mentor people who you're not attracted to is another better way of looking at it, because then it's totally about giving to them, not about you getting anything from them. And of course, it works the other way around. You might not be attracted to them, but if they're attracted to you, then that doesn't work either, yeah, because that's not the point of this. Yeah, it's not about attraction. It's not about dating. It's not about relationships. If you want to be in a relationship with people in our programs, then that's up to you. That's kind of a separate thing. That's kind of outside of the mentoring. Yeah, but let's not mix it all together. Yeah, I mean, people have ended up in relationships as a result of these programs. I'm not sure how many of them are still going. I don't know all the details of all these things, but you know, we neither encourage nor discourage it. It's totally up to you. But let's keep it out of the mentoring, because that will keep the mentoring more potent and less strange. So hope that all makes sense. Another question is, should mentors advise about money, career, relationships, and other matters? Mentoring is about helping someone go through the program. It's not about you telling them that they should invest in this stock and they should break up their relationship and they should change this, that, and the other. It's not about you giving advice. It's not about you telling them who they should vote for. So all those sort of things, keep it out of the mentoring. If they ask you questions, what about this? What do you think I should do about this? What, you know, be sensitive, you know, but try and discourage them from even asking those things. And certainly don't go out of your way to tell them what car they should buy and what stocks they should buy and how they should do this and how they should do that. That's not really what the mentoring is about. You want to point them back to the training, back to themselves, and back to the practice. So should a mentor lend or borrow money from the newcomer? Should you be trying to get money out of them or giving them money? No, it's not about money. It's not about all these other things. So as I'm sure you can tell, we're just exposing all the potential sticky business and trying to keep this as potent and straightforward as possible. So keep all those things, relationships, money, opinions about all this stuff out of the mentoring. You know, it's not what it's about. And discourage them from even going there with you. So your aim is, are you practicing what you learn? Are you even learning the stuff? And how are you moving forward and help them go through? It's not about all these other different things. So let's talk about some signs of poor mentoring, some signs of good mentoring. So poor mentoring, if you do a bad job, here's some signs of a bad mentor. The newcomer feels burdened and pressured by the mentor. The newcomer abandons the training. The mentoring turns into a codependency. The mentoring causes harm to the person's life. The mentoring creates problems for the superhero training and for others. The newcomer is taken off track and ends up abandoning the training and doing something else without getting the benefit. The mentor and the newcomer become resentful about the relationship and it causes drama. So if any of those things are happening or you end up in weird relationships, that's just poor mentoring, right? And so we want to avoid all those things. And the reason I'm bringing this up is so that you just don't even bother going there. Yeah, I'm just allowing it to come up, allowing you to see what kind of nonsense can happen, and then just let it go, and let's just let that go, and that will never even occur. And if any glimpse of it appears, you just become aware of it and end it right there and then, and everything is going to be cool. So what are the signs of good mentorship? Well, the newcomer will experience positive shifts in their life as a result of studying and applying. They'll actually keep moving forward. They'll start feeling better. They'll start looking better, getting better sleep, feeling better in their life, having more abundance, having more success. They'll start really changing. They'll feel supported and cared about. They'll be grateful. They'll tell other people about everything that's going on. They'll share their gratitude with you. They'll feel inspired and they'll be really excited about moving forward. And good mentoring also, of course, helps you, the mentor, to upgrade your own life. You realize that you can go to a higher level. You do go to a higher level. You actually will be inspired to study more yourself. Maybe there'll be situations where you're asked about certain things in the training and you might say, I don't know, but I want to listen to it. So you study it again and you go to a higher level. So you benefit, you become a great mentor, you become a great teacher, and you start to see the changes in their life. And you might want to mentor a bunch of people, you know. I don't recommend you mentor, you know, hundreds of people, but you could mentor more than one at a time as long as you have the time and as long as you're happy to do it. So if you are wanting to connect with a newcomer, help them out, give them your guidance and support without forcing your opinion, but just sharing your story, helping them in their life, then let us know. You just send us an email telling us that you'd like to get started. Tell us how much time you have, what kind of experiences you have, just a little bit more about your situation, why you want to do it. And we will then let you know when people are ready to enjoy that wonderful experience with you. So I'm excited for you. If you're ready to do this, then that's a wonderful thing. It's a win-win-win-win situation. Everyone wins. Good vibes all around. And you will start to see real change in real people's lives. And you'll know that you're making a genuine difference. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being so wonderful and powerful. I'm excited for you one way or the other. Even if you're not ready to be a mentor now, you might be later. But if you are, if you're feeling it, then send us an email and we will get you started. Lots and lots of love and aloha.